This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. By the way, I did spots the other day with a Junkies listener who did the EMP 180 Weight Loss program. Former professional basketball player. He played college and then he played overseas.
Okay.
Lost 120 pounds.
Very good for him.
75 Impressive. Pounds hit his goal real quick on EMP 180 Weight Loss.
It's kind of a weird pivot. We want to thank our friends at Roy Rogers for the free delicious food they just dropped off. Roy Rogers is celebrating their 50th anniversary from May 25th through the 28th. Guests who purchase any size double R bar burger combo can purchase an additional regular double R bar burger for just 50 cents. And by the way, Monday is most importantly Memorial Day, but it's also National
Hamburger
Day.
Yes.
So you definitely want to celebrate that with our friends at Roy Rogers. Thank you to them for swinging by.
And I love Roy Rogers.
Thank you for opening your location in Aspen Hill right down the road from me. It's a little bit silly.
Yeah, I think Roy Rogers has had a bit of a resurgence here the last few years. Yep. I knew, you know, we grew up with Roy Rogers, and then there really weren't any Roy Rogers around. But now I know close to the Gaithersburg Soccerplex, where a lot of us frequent for different sporting outings, there's a Roy Rogers there. There's one on Rockville Pike now.
Yep. And because I'm a giver.
And now you're saying in Aspen Hill.
Yep. I gave Valdez my Roy Rogers Cal Cup because Cal Ripken has an affiliation now with Roy Rogers Restaurants.
How many plastic cups, though, do you have in your home?
How many?
Yes. Because I mostly eliminate them, but I have a few.
Yeah.
Okay,
three to a half dozen, maybe.
Yeah. I think we have four or five.
There's one that I just will not get rid of. I just won't. There's no way I'll ever get rid of it. It's a Terps cup with Stephon Diggs and whoever the eighth quarterback was that year on the cup.
I can't remember who it was. Not getting rid of it. A Terps cup. It's a way because like you can mow through glasses and cups where you just can't, like the dishwasher can't keep up. So sometimes I will give like my son, boom, he gets the Terps cup, and then that's going to be his cup for his apple juice, whatever, for a day or two.
Right.
So I'm not mowing through 20 glasses.
Let me ask you a question. We all have daughters here. And Drabby, and I guarantee you Drabby and Valdez, their wives, are into this. I'm sure your daughters are too. But I think it's only a chick thing. The Hydro Flask and Swell phenomenon.
I don't even know what that is.
Those water bottles, the fancy water bottles that all the kids are. I assume it's kids, young adults, millennials going to the gym.
It's become something big the last couple of years because it's. Man, I.
Your wives all have those.
What are the chances
everywhere?
My daughter's listening to the show right now? But I know for a fact. Last night, my wife gets back from Pure Barn. She goes, "I got Kelsey this for graduation. What was it? It was like a purple Swell bottle."
Yeah.
I mean, she's getting a big gift.
My daughter, who's, I don't even know, she's 15.
They are really good.
Well, it keeps the water cold all day. The ice cubes are in there literally 8 hours later.
Look, I know I've talked to hippies over the years and say you have to drink tepid water. And my oldest son actually likes water without
ice
cubes.
Room temperature water, yeah.
Which I don't understand. He's kind of an alien.
I kind of like it too.
But does he like it cold? Like fresh out the
room temperature.
He likes it right out of the tap. No ice cubes, nothing.
But my point is, out of the tap, it can still be cold.
It can be like tepid. Like
room temperature.
Gross.
That's weak.
I need my cup or glass 3/4 filled with ice. If you give me a glass with like 3 ice cubes, I'm going to take the glass and I'm going to throw it back in your face.
But is your daughter?
Yes.
Does she have all of these fancy water bottles? So she's not into that
regular.
She's not in that craze.
No.
Everywhere my daughter goes, and it's like a stylish thing, too, right? So she's got, like, all the different colors, all the different you know, we're spending $40, $50 on water bottles.
Each one is 40 or 50 bucks?
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's one on sale at REI that's, like, half price, and I'm supposed to go over there and get one to get the purple one. You know,
purple.
It's crazy. Are your wives into this?
I bought one for my wife for Christmas, and I think it sat in the cupboard the entire time.
She doesn't use it.
Cupboard.
Everywhere my daughter goes, school,
that's an old
volleyball, lifeguarding, yeah. Everywhere she goes, she's got a different water bottle with her. What about Laura?
She's Zippy.
She doesn't do that bit.
I mean, she might have one at work, but I've never seen her have one around the house.
I've seen these the sales
but with
chicks
your daughter,
here.
See, this is what
I've seen
do.
The sales girls.
You
here
could
walk
do this.
Them.
We have swell bottles which we receive for free from the St. James.
They're actually yes.
You could have just passed that to her. Would she be okay with using that one?
She has. We have that in the house. We have that in the house.
Okay,
but no, she wants the fancy, trendy ones that everybody has.
Like I said,
yeah,
Kelsey on graduation or a little side gift, like cherry on top, is the little purple.
But I don't think guys do it, right? It's strictly. In other words, I told my daughter, I said, there's one on sale for REI, and I'm almost feeling like I should get it because, you know, and she goes, well, you should get it for yourself. I said, I can't get it for myself. It's strictly a chick thing.
I don't think so. I just think it's a regular water
I'm fine
bottle.
Drinking water.
I may see them
it's not
more a, into
it's,
the style. Yes.
It's not something
women.
A guy would walk around
but,
with.
No, I've seen dudes at the gym with those things.
Here's my
Kevin.
Water delivery system, right?
Yeah, whatever
saying.
Happened to a bottle.
This is all I need.
Yeah,
I just need a regular good old cup.
I got a cup with my water.
God forbid I drink
Drabby,
water out
have
of
you ever
a
seen
cup.
Guys walking around with that?
Never.
Right.
It's maybe Sam Weiner.
Sam would do it.
Yeah.
Sam's the kind of guy Sam. That would wear pink pants.
Yeah, he would have a swell yeah. bottle to match his pastel shirt.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody wear such pastel-y pants. Yeah. I mean, like pastel
Sam
blues,
got
pastel reds.
He got kind of skinny, and
yeah.
now he thinks he
now
can
he looks
wear
like
pink
he,
everywhere.
Yeah, now he looks like he owns a sailboat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got kind of... He wasn't wearing that stuff
you know
when he was big fat.
He keeps Vineyard Vines in Montgomery Mall. He keeps them flush
We got
cash.
A sales guy here that was just right tackle. For the football team, and they lost some weight, and now he looks like a linebacker.
He boxes with Mark 3 days a week.
I'm just saying,
that puts a lot of money in our pockets.
He's not. He doesn't look like a wide receiver yet, and he's walking around here like with
now,
pink pants.
Yeah, now he has the babiest of blue pants on.
He wears aqua blue pants,
and he has the shoes that match.
Yeah,
and like some weird neon green belt. You see his belt yesterday?
It definitely had a crab.
Yeah, it had a crab and a Maryland flag on it.
It tells you he's making way too much money. He's way overcompensated. Good for him. God bless him.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Because he's just got money to this light on fire. Yeah.
Unless he has a sales call with Natty Bo, why is he wearing that?
You're just jealous. That's the truth. If he's got a crab and a flag on his belt.
No, he's stylish. We're not. He's just a stylish guy.
Yeah. That's a good call, though, Drabby. He's got a Hydro Flask.
Yeah.
He's got a swell. He's got all that stuff. You nailed
it. Is it not cool to drink water out of regular plastic bottles in 2018? Do people sneer
Correct.
At you for that?
Correct.
People
why
sneer
is that,
at
why
you.
Is that
unless,
bad?
Unless it's a fancy, you know, like expensive
but
brand.
But like out of an Aquafina bottle.
Your well, daughter's, like
just,
a bowl.
Your daughter's hanging like with just... No, that sounds to me like your daughter's hanging with all the rich kids. So she couldn't just have a regular water bottle. Now she has to have the fancy brand or the swell bottle.
I don't think she'd ever be seen caught
you
dead.
You couldn't give her
the plastic... Well, we have that at the house, but she's not going to walk around her volleyball tournament with a Kirkland.
Your daughter?
She's spoiled.
Your daughter put tap water in it, or is that like a faux pas?
Yeah. Oh no, she'll put tap water in.
Because if you have a fancy
a
bottle,
so she has
would,
a $40 bottle.
It's just a look.
2 cent water.
It's just a look. And we'll say there was a utility to it because, like, say you're playing a sport or something, and you like cold water. It does. The ice
does
cubes
work.
Will be in there all day.
It does work.
And I see Valdez does it with the coffee. Does it keep?
Yeah,
but,
I have,
now,
a,
that's
I have
a
Yeti.
Knockoff, though. It's a Yeti?
No, oh,
oh, that was
a Yeti's is a big silly.
Yeah, that's what's. Yeah, I thought you had a knockoff. So does it work?
Oh, yeah. It keeps my coffee hot all day long.
The Yetis are. That's what I just don't get. Like, you walk into a sporting goods store, and it's a Yeti cooler the size of my laptop, and it's $295. Yeah. That's what I don't get.
But swell bottles work, though, because I know. That one that we have,
there
the free
he is.
One
I've
from
got
the St. James.
Pink Nat shirt on.
Oh, this is a weird look for Sam because
casual Friday.
He's wearing regular jeans.
Casual Friday. He's wearing regular jeans, but he does have a big old whale.
Now,
on
here's
his
the
belt.
Funny is, I guarantee he wasn't listening. But did you go grab him?
Did you just switch your pants? Be honest. Did you just change your pants?
Casual Friday. My time here today is limited.
Well, of course.
He's wearing the RG3 socks. You're doing a sock bit.
Yeah, yeah. Show everyone. Hey, look at show everyone his socks.
Yeah,
while.
Put it up there so the cameras.
Up here? You're silly.
Yeah.
Where it's at?
Yeah, your flexibility
is terrible.
You were wearing this.
Oh, I've been doing the same. You're more flexible than me.
Hey, when you were a big fatty, you weren't wearing this stuff.
No.
Yeah, it's when you got skinny.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Skinny-ish.
Yeah, I yo-yo.
How much have you spent at the Vineyard Vine store in Montgomery Mall in the last calendar year? If you had to guess.
This isn't live rated. Like, nobody can hear this, right?
We're
good. We're good.
It's a holiday. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's, yeah. Heather's definitely not listening to this.
So your dad used to work at a place, and now you can get a little bit of it. But it's still, I know, you've even offered me, but I don't think it's that great of a hook, is it?
It's pretty strong.
It is?
Yeah, that's an off-air conversation for sure.
Yeah, right.
For that revoke
working angles.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask him if he has a swell bottle.
Oh, you have a. Because I was saying it's a girl thing, I think. But Drabby said, yeah, but Sam Weiner, he walks around probably.
Could also
swell,
be a metrosexual thing.
And hydro flasks. You got all that, right?
I pummel Diet Cokes. I'm back on that train.
But I do own
a swell bottle.
Yeah, but you're not a guy that walks around with
I'm about
one,
to
though.
Give you
no,
a free plug.
No, no.
I've used my swell
have
bottle
you used your
from the St. James.
St. James one.
There you go.
Right.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice
value.
Plug.
That's the second one.
How's the St. James gone? Are they good?
Yeah. Have you seen it? Have you been by there?
Not yet. I'm waiting for it to open.
They're promoting the heck out of it, like on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's blowing up.
Right.
For real. Yeah, I mean, I think the basketball is almost done. It's going to be a huge facility. It's going to be nice.
What's the other big client we want to jock right now? What can I get?
Thompson Creek. ARS Rescue Rooter.
Thompson Creek's good.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
Yeah. This is making me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. It is?
No.
They're all Sam's clients. Everything you hear on the air, they're all Sam Weiner's clients. That's why he's got
all the
pictures.
By the way, I meant to ask you about that. Why is it always Sam Weiner? And, you know, it's never in a flattering light. It's never in a flattering light.
Why would
all
we
I
do
hear,
that?
I get text messages. Hey, they're talking about you on the air. Sam Weiner. And it's never like, that guy is awesome.
To be
that
honest,
guy is great.
Yeah.
It's always a bit.
You're just the only guy.
You're good to us.
Thank you.
I don't care if you wear pink clothes. Good for you.
You're the only guy that survives. Everyone else gets fired. It's kind of.
Yeah, you're the cockroach.
He's the cockroach.
The cockroach after the nuclear blast.
Exactly.
It's very lucrative.
18 years. I'm only a few behind you guys.
Solid.
Have you been here 18 years?
18 years. Hmm. Remember when we were over in Lanham and we worked out of that little cubbyhole behind the HFS offices? We were jammed in there.
I remember.
And that was classic rock 94.7.
We're not that old that we were like forgetting things that happened 10 years ago.
Was that the Arrow? Speak for yourself.
Was that the Arrow, that bit?
That was the, yeah.
Wow, that is going back a ways.
The silly Arrow, Mark Kessler in the morning, calling on accounts. I was like, wait, what?
Radio Insider.
I'm surprised you're even here. It's a Friday.
The Arrow.
I am too.
It's a holiday Friday.
It's a holiday Friday.
No, you know why I'm here.
Management shift. There's like a new boss, man.
Is that
definitely not. Trev had field day at North Chevy Chase. I'm sure Kate's there too, right? Rocking the field day today.
I don't know.
We were going to leave for the beach last night.
Kids are at North Chevy Chase today for field day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very uppity. I mean, big shocker. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, he's like, Daddy, field day's today.
Yeah.
So we pitched
today
at the beach.
My sweet, beautiful, just, and everyone has them, the just perfect 8-year-old got thrown out of some sort of, what do they call those things where they have assembly. Because she was throwing popcorn at another kid.
She started taking after pops, huh?
She started crying. I felt so
Kate
bad.
Kate did that?
Her. Yeah. She was,
really?
But she said.
She's a rabble rouser.
So we got an email, and they said, as you know, this is a direct quote. Your daughter is as perfect as they come, but she got thrown out of the assembly today because she was throwing popcorn at another kid or whatever, and she didn't take it too well. We told her it's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. She went in the bathroom and she, you know, was crying and then, but then she rallied.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what happened? She said, everybody was throwing popcorn. Why did they, why am I the one?
Peer pressure got her.
Peer pressure got her. But she, you know, I was like, why are you the one that got in trouble though? And she didn't have an answer for that. So
she started. Did she start the popcorn
fight?
I don't know.
I think it was just one of those deals where somebody, you know, someone starts something and you're the one that just
like the retaliator, like in football, the guy who retaliates.
You're just the one that got pegged. So anyway. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you. You know, listen, at the end of the day, you keep bringing in money to the boys. It's fine.
I'm always welcome.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. Whatever you want. It's Sam Weiner. The legendary Sam Weiner.
Sam Vineyard Vines Weiner.
I should have gone to the beach.
Is that what the belt is? I don't even know.
Definitely Vineyard Vines.
I don't really know what Vineyard Vines is.
Let me get
stand. I know Stevie. I know Stevie's got some VV in his closet.
Of course. Man, stand up and show everybody at home on NBC Sports Washington.
I'm sucking it in.
I'm gonna guess how much you spent on that belt.
That
belt's worth about $3, but I'm guessing you spent $60.
What?
No, but he got a discount. He didn't take a discount.
This is from the store.
Yeah.
$20.
Yeah, how much?
I got pummeled.
$20? Are you high?
How can that piece of crap be worth $20? A t-shirt's $80.
$20?
A t-shirt.
How much is that worth?
This?
Yeah. Belt? It's worth about $4.
$120.
I think it was around $50.
Yeah,
$50.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Silly.
All right. Thank
I'll
you, Sam.
You know what?
Vineyard Vines.
You're keeping the economy going.
Absolutely. I'm doing my part.
We appreciate it.
Doing my part. Yes. Gentlemen, have
that's
a great
a
weekend.
Thank you, Sam. You too. Buy those belts
of course,
for
like it's a humiliating belt. Who would wear
he
that?
He sweats up into the chair.
I would never wear that. All right. We got our guest coming up next, right? More Caps talk.
Isabel Khrushchyadyan from the Washington Post.
You're doing a great job pronouncing
her Khrushchyadyan.
Name.
I've got it. I've nailed it.
Great. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're now happy to welcome in on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Isabel Khrushchyadyan. She covers the Capitals for the Washington Post. She'll be heading out to Vegas to cover Caps Golden Knights. Isabel, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Of course. Yeah, we just had Brett Connolly on, and he talked about how the fact that the team would be hunkered down in the hotel preparing, of course, for the game, but you're a journalist. Of course, you have work to do, but there's some spare time for some fun in Vegas. And I saw you're back and forth with one of your colleagues about some of the shows you might take in. What are some of your plans for when you head out to Vegas, aside from, of course, covering the series?
Yeah, I don't know. We want to see a show, but we don't know which one to go to. You don't realize how many there are until you go on the website and they just like list them all out. So I was like, oh, zombie burlesque, what's that? So I don't know. I've heard like mixed reviews on Chris Angel that like we shouldn't go to that. And then like Penn and Teller's like off the strip. So maybe like we won't do that one. Undecided so far.
Are Penn and Teller not at the Palms anymore? Or that's
I think they're at the Rio, right?
Or the Rio?
Yeah,
I mean,
they're at the Rio now.
I guess that's not the strip, but it's pretty close.
One of the options, zombie burlesque. I didn't know that was even a thing that I think your friend suggested. And one of our producers is saying absinthe is the way to go. Like, he saw it, he raved about it.
Okay, yeah, I heard that on Twitter, too, so I'll do some research there.
Huh. So, I don't know, overall, first of all, let me just ask you sort of from an injury standpoint, where are the Caps going into to the finals here? I mean, Baxter played the last few games. By all accounts, he's still not quite there yet. Thought he was playing better as the series progressed, though. But where are the Caps going into to the finals here in terms of injuries?
Yeah, I think they're okay. I mean, obviously, Backstrom's, hand is still not great. He's being careful with it. You see him go through the handshake line and shaking with his left and high-fiving teammates with his left, even, with his right hand, the one being hurt. DSP, Smith-Pelly, Trott said he thinks he's going to be fine. As he was leaving the arena the other day, he said he was going to be fine. Brooks Orpik obviously took that scary hit from behind by Paquette. He came back into the game, so you have to assume he's going to be okay. So I think nobody's really like completely healthy. Vegas obviously has the advantage of they had a few more days because they won their series in 5 games. But I think the Caps are, about as expected to be for this time of year.
Now, Isabel, you wrote in the Washington Post about the journey that Alex Ovechkin and Nicklas Backstrom have gone through together. Kind of talk about that journey, and it really started with Backstrom as a teenager.
Yeah, when he got drafted, Ovechkin was the one who, you know, stepped up to the lectern and, you know, announced it was, you know, their fourth pick was Nick Backstrom. And Backstrom's quote that day is pretty funny. He was like, he's, you know, I love him. He's a goal scorer. He's got good speed. Maybe I can be a playmaker to him. Maybe we can do it together. Which is kind of like funny to look back on, like 12 years later, you know, how much that it turned out exactly like that. You know, they're so different personality-wise, you know, play style-wise, but they are really kind of complementary. And even right now when they're not playing together, I think you really see kind of the kinship, the bond when, you know, they're going through these series and after, you know, you see kind of their moments. Well, yeah. Ovechkin hugging Backstrom, Backstrom hugging him. You know, it's kind of, they're like, you see kind of the connection there and the emotions that they have for going through all these losses together.
And Isabel, after the game, I saw Ovi not only pointed out in one of the pressers, Backstrom, but he also mentioned Beegs. You know, he said all the guys, he was happy for all the guys, but those two in particular had been through so many wars.
Yeah, 10 years. I mean, it's pretty crazy, like, to think, you know, how young they all were together. And now, you know, Backstrom obviously has two kids. Beagle has two kids. Ovechkin has a dog. So, I mean, you know, they have, they've grown up. And, you know, I could see how that would be, you know, bond. And we don't know if, you know, Jay Beagle is going to be here after this year. He's obviously an unrestricted free agent. But, yeah, I think there's that really, like, that group of five, you know, Beagle, and I would add Holtby and Carlson. As, you know, that's the core group right there.
What's your best guess on what's going on with the Trot situation and why are we where we are? Was it simply they weren't sold and it was going to take a run like this for both sides to want to come back?
Yeah, I think if they would have lost in the second round, I don't think he would have been back. I mean, and that's like kind of crazy considering, you know, all the regular season success, right? Three straight Metro Division titles, two President's Trophies, and then four straight, you know, appearances in the second round, it's not something you necessarily take for granted. A lot of teams would love to get that far. But, you know, when you hit the same wall, I could see how you run into the danger of a team, you know, tuning out a coach at that point. And so when they made it to the conference final, I thought, okay, he's probably going to get another deal because how do you get rid of the guy who got him further than anyone else in 20 years? But now I think it's, you know, I thought if they would have lost four straight, then it gets kind of iffy. Now, I don't know, again, I don't know how you say goodbye to him. The thing is, he's going to get paid. I mean,
right.
Babcock and Quenneville, I think they're in the $6 million range. If he wins a cup, like, that's where he's at. So he's having about as good a year as any potentially unrestricted free agent. So he's going to get a big payday if, you know, this all works out for him.
Isabel, as you're covering the Caps through the year, when Braden Holtby was going through his struggles, did he ever, you know, like, did he ever sulk? Did he ever get down on himself? He always strikes me as a really positive guy that he was just kind of biding his time in case he got another opportunity. And I believe his quote at one point before the playoffs started was when he knew he was going to get benched for Grubauer, he said, look, if you call on me, I'm going to stop the puck for you. And that's exactly what he's done, especially in the last two games. But did he ever have like some dark times during the regular season when, you know, he fell out of favor with the coaching staff?
Yeah, I just remember one moment where it was a game like you really knew things were about to change. It was that Anaheim game. He got pulled after like he allowed three goals on nine shots or something. And that was the third time he'd been kind of benched within the game. In his past six starts. And he goes, like, down the tunnel. You can see him, like, maybe throw something before he goes to the locker room. And he just, like, didn't come back to the bench right away. And then for a while there, like, several minutes, he was just standing in the, like, tunnel, like, kind of trying to compose himself and, like, be calm. And you could tell, like, how frustrated he was with just how things had been going. I think after that, though, you know, I remember I talked to him 2 days later in Los Angeles, and that was the point where they were saying, like, we're going to give him a week and start Grubauer. And he was, you know, in a kind of good place at that point, just a couple days later, where he was saying, you know, I just need to fix a few things. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, that's the thing. He understood the whole time that, hey, I was an all-star goaltender literally a month ago. And, you know, I'm a two-time Vezina Trophy, you know, finalist, one-time winner. Like, you don't just stop being a good goaltender overnight. You know, it's just a few small things, and that's the difference between allowing one goal a game and allowing four sometimes. And so he always understood that, hey, this is not the end of the world. I didn't just lose it, you know, all of a sudden. And worked on himself, fixed whatever it was. And I think, you know, hindsight being 2020, what if the fact that he played fewer games during the regular season because he was going through all of that, what if he's fresher now than he's ever been? Because he only played 50-something games.
Like to hear that. Joined by Isabel Kershudian from the Washington Post, covers the Capitals for them. She joined us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. So let's get into this matchup. Where might the Capitals have advantages against this Vegas team and vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas, they play as such a good team, but they don't have, like, a true superstar, right? William Karlsson kind of turned into that this year, but I don't think they have the same kind of top-end skill that the Capitals do with, like, a Ovechkin, a Kuznetsov, an Oshie, a Backstrom. And the Capitals also have the size advantage again. So I think where Vegas is incredibly fast in their balance, they can easily roll four lines, and that's what they do. The Caps have kind of more skill up top that can hurt you, and they're going to be able to be physical again if they want to, where they can kind of beat them up over the course of a series, which is sort of what they tried to do to Tampa, and it might have worked, obviously, because last two games didn't look like Tampa had a lot left. So I think that's where you're going to see it, but otherwise, Vegas' speed could be a real problem for the Caps.
They say that every series.
Every series.
Say
are
that.
The Caps particularly slow?
I mean, that's what they said.
Pittsburgh
every series
has the speed. Tampa has the speed. Vegas has the speed.
I think the Caps have added young speed with Vrana and Stevenson. So I think the Caps, even though Vegas is fast, the Caps can counter with speed as well.
I'm not saying that. I think the Caps are faster and play faster than they have before. But Vegas, I think, is a faster team than both of those.
How did everybody get Vegas so wrong? Is it simply they just went on history and expansion teams don't do well? We read some of the prognostications of everybody, all the experts, and they're like, you know, it's going to be 5 or 6 years, and, you know, they'll be just good enough to stay right there in the cellar, that sort of thing. How did everybody get it so wrong?
Yeah, here's the thing. Blame the format, blame whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, going into the season, you looked at their roster, and I don't think there's another team in the league that would have traded rosters with them. And that's true. Like, their roster didn't look that
good. So how did they do it?
I didn't even think they tried that hard.
They tried their way to this record?
Well, she says they didn't.
No, no, no. I don't think they tried that hard to put together, like, some sort of amazing roster. You know, I think they had guys who, for whatever reason, overperformed or kind of came into their own more than they ever had in their career. You look at a Nate Schmidt, for example, who's a sixth defenseman here, sometimes a seventh, you know, wasn't playing that much. You put him in a number one role there, and, you know, he turns into one of the more consistent defensemen in the league. William Karlsson had 9 goals last year, and he had 41 this year. Who could have predicted that? And then goaltending was what we expected to be pretty good, and even Marc-Andre Fleury overperformed. So I think that's sort of what happened is you have a lot of guys that, you know, maybe we didn't think that much of going into it, and then they turned into really, really good players.
So next year they may regress to the mean.
Well, I hope they regress to the mean in about 3 days.
Yes.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, I mean, sounding like it's a fluke then. Like they all overperformed, and it'll be, is that possible?
I mean, maybe you put it on great coaching too.
They're going to be very average next year?
We'll see.
No, I don't think that. I mean, I don't think they'll be as good as they were this year, though.
Yeah.
But I think we haven't seen, for a lot of those guys, you know, the sample size of this year, you just don't know if it's going to be kind of consistent over time because a lot of it came out of nowhere.
Right, right.
I mean, Marcia So was a good player before, but, like, William Karlsson, 41 goals, that's crazy.
That's a crazy
he had 9
jump.
Goals last year.
9 to 41, that's an amazing jump.
All right, thank you, Isabel.
Thank you, appreciate it. Enjoy your time out there.
Isabel Kershudian from the Washington Post.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Isabel.
Some good insight. Yeah, 9-41. I thought I had him as 43 goals.
You know,
but either way,
9-41. You know what I'm going to give him? I'm going to give him one of these. Oh. And I want a sample.
Well,
that's a huge jump. Guys don't generally go from 9-41. Well, I'm going to have him fill the
cup. And if you're that guy, you're calling your agent.
Oh, renegotiating a deal. Absolutely. Get a fat new deal.
All right, coming up next, let's switch gears. We'll open up the entertainment page.
Really?
Isn't there some big news in the entertainment world?
Well, breaking EP news?
Bunch of scumbags?
I mean, there's a lot of the scandal stuff. Yeah. It's pretty awful.
All right, we'll get into that next on The Fan.
I know you're supposed to be professional and act like you got energy and all the time. When you do a show
are you
like
fading?
I'm fading.
You've been fading for 2 days.
Why are you fading?
It's just the staying up
Caps
late.
Hangover.
Yeah, it's just too much, man.
No, I said last night
to my wife,
said, you know what? We're both clearly tired. Let's go to bed early tonight. Went to bed at 10:05.
I know, it's bad
That's
habits.
Not early.
It's not early.
I mean, it's early compared to watching Caps game late.
It's early for me.
But it's not early.
I went to bed 10:15.
Early is
I felt good about it.
Early is like 9.
I couldn't have been more exhausted. I hit the snooze, usually I have two alarms, but I hit the snooze like 3 times today. Barely got out of bed before 5.
I woke up, I was exhausted, woke up before my alarm. It just programmed, you know?
I actually woke up before the alarm too. By the way, we have Roger Daltrey tickets, and as we get into the entertainment page, we will give the 10th caller at 800-636-1067 tickets to go see Roger Daltrey perform The Who's Tommy Live. It's coming up June 10th at Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org and the Wolf Trap box office, but you can win your way in right now on the Junkies. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contests. It's courtesy of Wolf Trap.
All right, guys. Unfortunately, the stories, they don't go away of all of the sex abuse scandals, particularly rocking Hollywood, but really all over corporate America and everywhere. People of power, you know, usually men abusing their power. And Harvey Weinstein basically is a cover boy for this. Looks like he's been charged this morning with rape and sex abuse in cases involving two particular women. He's been accused of various sexual improprieties with over 100 women.
I've heard he's being investigated by police departments in the United States, in the UK, maybe possibly in France. I mean, it's basically everywhere he's been.
It's just unbelievable.
It follows him.
One of the most powerful guys in Hollywood. And then you saw him take that perp walk, right? When he got out and he turned himself in this morning and all of the news media was there and they were covering it. And he just, of course, he's a broken man. I mean, he's walking with a limp. He looks disheveled.
Didn't he always look disheveled, though?
He always kind of looked disheveled.
I don't think he was a looker.
He was not a looker, but particularly disheveled. Like, I know what you're saying. He was a slob, but he dressed okay. You know, wear a fancy suit.
Right.
Here, the collars, you know, one collar's in, one collar's out.
Looks like the Jux.
The sweater's askew. He's got this I almost wonder, is he doing a bit? Is he trying to, look so broken? Like, maybe he's trying to say that he can't go to
people
jail
feel
or something.
Sorry for him.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, when you got 100 women that have all said basically very similar things have happened to him, you know, you want justice to be served. This is actually dating back
just
to a
have
case.
To say I'm broke.
Back in 2004.
So he's pulling the move like all the old mobsters did at the end of Goodfellas,
exactly.
Where they all roll into the courtroom with
their
oxygen masks on in their wheelchair.
One last meeting.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looks like to me. Because you see pictures of him 2 years ago on a red carpet somewhere. The guy looks like a rock star.
Right.
No, an ugly rock star.
Well, isn't that what Cosby did, too?
I think Cosby's doing the same bit.
Cosby said he was blind.
Yeah, you know.
Meanwhile, he's mugging for the cameras as he walks by.
So anyway.
It's a big joke.
I don't know. I don't know how to make sense of it. It's mind-boggling, but hopefully justice will be served. Morgan Freeman has now been thrown into this mix. 8 women have accused him of harassment and misconduct. And maybe this is... Maybe I shouldn't say this. Maybe this is going down sort of like the Matt Damon highway. But it's all wrong. But I think when someone's accused of rape, that's really, really, I don't know.
Third degrees.
Yeah, the harassment. What is the difference between harassment and rape? I don't know. It's too much.
There's one claim where he was like
trying to
lift up a skirt.
Yeah. Ass
which is
wearing. I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Although,
of course. There's no denying it.
Although one of them said like he was being interviewed by some CNN host who was pregnant at the time, and he kept commenting that she was ripe.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a good look.
It's a horrible thing. You should be able to say stuff.
Yeah,
and not
you
go
know
to jail.
What, yeah, you know what he's kind of meaning, right? But he shouldn't be pulling up skirts.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean,
he's just trying to say, whoa, you're getting ready to pop.
Sure.
Yeah. Who knows?
At least that's what
I think. It's awful.
I think the weird ones, the hard part to me where I can't remember the name of the comedian. I think it's Aziz. Is that his last name?
Yeah. Like a date that went bad. Like a date that went bad.
That one, like, I feel bad for a guy being accused of sexual harassment where he's kissing a girl, he's hooking up, and then he makes a move.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not allowed to make a move?
Oh, well, he basically, people, when they reevaluated that one, they kind of said, okay, this is just a date that went bad. I think he kind of got a little bit of a pass.
Now,
on
if he makes a move and the chick says no, gives him the Heisman,
right,
and then he forces himself upon her, or keeps asking.
Of course, then it's a problem.
But it does seem to be guys of a certain era and a certain power positions that obviously.
Oh yeah, it's hyper aggressive.
Yeah, Artie Lang, who we all like, right? Those mm-hmm. of us that are familiar with the Howard Stern show, he hasn't been on that show in years now. But you know, he's just had a troubled life with the heroin and cocaine addictions for years. Looked like he was real close to going to jail for the latest deal, and it's just another one of these things where. I think he missed a court date. They found him, and he had a load of coke on him or something. And accumulation of so many arrests, he was facing real prison time. But it looks like they've already set up a deal, and he's going to avoid prison time for his heroin and cocaine case. If he could stay out of trouble, he'll have to pay a fine and be put on probation. But I think he was looking at potentially maybe something like 10 years. But he's been to rehab. He's lost a lot of weight. You know, if you see his nose...
It looks like he got punched in the face.
I believe that's what happened. I believe that's what happened. And the word, the rumor was, and he was just in for like nasal surgery again. The rumor was is that he owed bookies money, and they just, you know, they beat him to a pulp, you know, about a year ago or so.
Lucky Jay's binge club recommendation, I know if we ever bring it back.
Yeah.
And I think you'd enjoy it because a lot of the people that you have liked over the years in terms of comedy would be Crashing on HBO. They've only had two seasons. I think each season's only like eight episodes.
Filming the third one.
Half.
June 1st.
Oh, really? Half hour
he's going
long
to, he's
episodes.
He's going to court later in the day.
And Artie Lang's a big part of that show.
Yeah.
Bill Burr's been on it.
Doesn't he basically
Rich Voss has been on it.
Doesn't he basically play Artie Lang?
Yeah, he plays himself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. Good show.
They've got photos of Bob Barker. Bob Barker's 94 years old.
Ooh.
Taking out the trash. And, of course, he looks 94. I mean, that's how you look when you're 94.
But he's 94 and he's taking out the garbage.
Yeah. But they say, I guess he hadn't been seen lately, and people have been wondering what kind of health he's been in. And they say, yeah, you know, overall looks pretty good. For 94, he's taking out his own trash.
I mean, if you can just walk and get out the door at 94, it's pretty solid. Let alone holding a 10-pound bag of trash. It's pretty strong. By the way, it's time now for Who's Hot and Who's Not, presented by my friends at ARS Rescue Rooter. Hot, Mark Reynolds, 8 hits in his last 17 at-bats with 2 ding-dongers on Monday night against the Padres. Not Anthony Rendon, only 3 hits this past week and 22 at-bats, 4 punch-outs for him. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS Rescue Rooter for only $59. ARS Rescue Rooter, heating, cooling, and plumbing, making it work. Making it right, Richie.
All right, last but not least, JP will love this story. And I enjoy a UFC fight when I see him. I don't like to pay 50, 60 bucks for him. But when I see him, I like him. Maybe we'll see more of him because ESPN has signed UFC to a $1.5 billion television deal. UFC is going to maintain control of their production and that sort of thing. But ESPN gets the rights to broadcast these things. And so I think for those of us that are fans, I consider myself a fan of the UFC. I just don't want, I'm too cheap to pay for them. But when I mean, him on.
Who's going to plunk down 60
it's hard
or 70
to change
bucks.
The channel. I enjoy it. We're watching these guys beat the crap out of each other. Cavemen.
What are the big plans this weekend?
I just want to get my kids home safe. Everyone have a good weekend. That's all. Just get through each day.
Zero plans.
Yeah. That's silly.
About to see flops. Big plans. Big ones.
Cakes going to be racing out of here.
For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We're the Junkies. Grant and Danny, they're coming up
you
next.
You safe, everybody.
Right here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.